people. Now it's time for Jazz Within the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Let's get started.
From the top of the mountain.
That's the orchestra, or I guess to be more precise, Travis Sullivan's the orchestra. And that's an 18-piece band with Travis Sullivan's arrangements of some tracks by originally performed by Bjork, the pop star. But Travis Sullivan gives it his own unique interpretations, along with Becca Stevens on vocals on that one. Yeah, I like that album a lot. Came out in 2008. All right, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Welcome, listeners. We've got a couple hours of great jazz music coming up. Besides that one track you heard, we're going to kind of stick to the hard bop kind of sound. Yeah, that's what we're going to do today. First up, when I was traveling back from New York City, listening to that great radio station there, WBGO, I heard a new one by Cyrus Chestnut Quartet. And so we're going to hear something from that. This one's called What's Happening. Thank you. Curtis Brothers, from their latest release, entitled Completion of Proof, we heard the track Mass Manipulation. Great sound there, wasn't it? Good hard bop sound, but they had that Latin thing going on, as you would expect from the Curtis Brothers, so I really dig that. Sakai Curtis on piano and writing the compositions on that album as well. Luquez Curtis on bass. Ralph Peterson always playing the strong drums. Brian Lynch on trumpet. Joe Ford on alto. Jimmy Green on tenor. And Rogerio Boccato on various percussion. Before that, we heard from the Cyrus Chestnut Quartet. And believe it or not, in Cyrus Chestnut's long career, it's the first time he's recorded an album in a quartet setting. And happy to say that our Hartford hometown hero over here in Hartford, Dezron Douglas, was on bass, but wrote that composition as well. Name of that track was What's Happening. And that features Cyrus Chestnut on piano. As I just mentioned, Dezron Douglas on bass, Stacy Dillard on tenor sax, and Willie Joe Jones III on drums. Another fine album. Brand new release, in fact. All right, time now is 6:21. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Let's see, we got about an hour and 40 minutes to go here and lots of music to get through. Last night, over at the Polish National Home in Hartford, Connecticut, there was a great concert. We were treated to just a wonderful show featuring the Cookers, and they were brought in by the Hartford Jazz Society. And the Cookers is a septet made up of Billy Harper on tenor sax, George Cables on piano, Dave Weiss on trumpet, Eddie Henderson playing the second trumpet, Craig Handy on tenor sax, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart, man, he was just killing it on drums. A great, great drummer, as he has been throughout the last few decades. Herbie Hancock and before, he's played with everybody, so... was a great show. I want to play a couple from the Cookers. This is from an album called Cast the First Stone. First one we're going to hear is called Croquet Ballet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Silver with that relaxed swing that he is kind of known for, I would say. From the album Song for My Father. That was the title track of that. And I always play that this time of year because tomorrow's going to be Father's Day. And I want to make sure I wish all of you fathers out there a happy day. Father's Day. This year for me, particularly poignant, losing my father. But I'm still a father myself, so I have something to celebrate as well. So happy Father's Day, all. Before that, we heard a couple of tracks from an album by The Cookers. Album's entitled Cast the First Stone. And we heard two from that. The first one we heard is called Croquet Ballet, and that was written by Billy Harper. And the second track we heard was called Peacemaker, and that one was written by Cecil McBee and had a fine bass solo by Cecil as well. I went over the lineup for that before those tracks. I'll do it again. Billy Harper on tenor sax, George Cables on piano, Dave Weiss on trumpet, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Craig Handy on tenor sax, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. All right, time now is 6:40. Yeah, 6:48. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let me mention my website. If you dig what you're hearing tonight, make sure you head over to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll see a podcast. Every week I publish a podcast that's usually based on a segment of the show. So you can subscribe to that podcast. You can download previous editions of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and you can also subscribe to it and make sure that you are automatically downloaded with the latest and greatest Jazz and Beyond. So check that out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. You'll also see links to all the music that you're hearing here. You'll see the playlists, and next to the playlist will be a link where you can purchase this music, and I urge you to do that. Doing so supports these great musicians and supports the show as well. I'll also mention there's a donation link. If you like the podcast, you are free to hit the donation button as well and help keep that podcast going, because it's quite expensive to do so. But I do it because I love the music, so that's a way you can help. All right, let's move on. My wife, Claire, had suggested that I play some Joe Farrell. She heard something on the iPod on her way home from work. I thought that was a great idea, and I started listening to some other Joe Farrell. So I put together a little playlist. So let's start right in with a track called Malibu.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was an intense set, one of the more swinging sets here on In the Groove. Joe Farrell from the album Moon Germs, and we heard Great Gorge featuring Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, keyboards, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Before that, we heard from the album Skateboard Park, we heard the title track from that, and that's Joe Farrell on tenor, Chick Corea on piano, Bob Magnuson on bass, and Lawrence Maribel on drums. We started out that set by request from Claire. We heard Malibu from the album Sonic Text. And that's Joe Farrell on tenor. Freddie Hubbard just killing it on trumpet. George Cables on piano. Tony Dumas on bass. And Peter Erskine on drums. Love it. Joe Farrell, great, great artist. Unfortunately, passed away back.